Chandler, you're named NFL Defensive Rookie of the Month for September. What was the key to your strong start?
The defense as a whole. You know, all the credit goes to the defense. You know, we got Vince Wilfork, Kyle Love, and Rob Ninkovich and the others. You know, without those guys, you know, couldn't be possible.
Talk about your matchup with Ryan Clady. He's only given up one hit, the quarterback, and no sacks. What's that going to be like?
Ryan Clady is a great player. You know, from my film studies, I mean, he's had some experience with him, and you know, it's our job to execute.
How about going against Peyton Manning? What's that like? It's probably someone you watched growing up. And
you know, yeah, I've definitely been watching him since I was a little kid. But you take this game with the same approach that you would take it from week one to week two to week 13. You know. I don't try to play the name game who I'm going against. You know, it's a quarterback out there, and my job is to get after him.
How aware are you, you know, even from watching afar when you were in college, of how much he manages the game at the line of scrimmage, the audibles and whatnot?
Yeah, he directs a lot of traffic at the line of scrimmage, and that's a great aspect that he has. And, you know, I mean.
How do you prepare for that? I mean, when you're in practice, you know, every day this week, and you're preparing for a guy that can change so many things at the line of scrimmage, what's the preparation like for that?
Do your job. That's basically it. You know, no matter what he does, if everyone's doing their job, you should be fine.
Chandler, we've seen the rookies emerge in some pretty critical roles. You got a nice accolade being defensive player of the month as a rookie. Having a good season thus far, so is Tavon Wilson, and we've seen Brandon Bolden doing a good job. But at the same time, as coach and the veterans reminding you guys that you're just rookies and there's still a lot more work to do?
Well, besides that, I feel personally that it's not good enough. You know, even though they say I'm the rookie of the month of September, you know, we still have a 500, you know, record. That's just not good enough.
Consistency was a word that Brandon Spikes used yesterday. Is that something that a word that gets tossed around, you know, the defensive offices or defensive meetings quite a bit, that we're good, but we need to be a lot more consistent?
Well, in order to have a good team, I feel like you need to be consistent, you know, and that goes for all sides of the ball in every phase of the game. So, yeah, consistency is a huge aspect that you need as a characteristic of a team.
How about personally, anything that you're trying to improve on this week and going forward?
My whole entire game. You know, each week I'm trying to get better. You know, you take a day at a time, one day at a time, and you let those days stack.
What about stepping up your game when guys go down? Stephen Gregory, slow by the hip. Dante Hightower, the hamstring. You think about that? Does that put additional pressure on you and everybody else to do more?
Everyone just has to do their job. Everyone just has to do their job. You know, no matter who's out there, you have to do your job, and you should be successful.
Jenna, what have you learned about yourself first
month,
in your first season?
What I've learned about myself personally, I have a lot of work to do. You know, this is we're in week five right now. It feels like, you just have to do your job. You know, for me personally, I feel like I have a long way to go. You know, I'm still a rookie. It's a long season ahead of me, and now we got a lot more games to play.
I'm having a lot of fun.
That's the one thing about football that, you know, you can't take away from. You know, this being my job, but you got to have fun. Got to.
Are things unfolding how you thought they would?
You know, I'm just trying to still earn the respect from veterans. Like I was saying against week one, starting from week one, you know, Vince Wilfork and, you know, got Patrick Chung and you got Kyle Love. You know, like I said every day, I want those guys to not have to worry about what I'm doing and make sure I have my playbook down for that, that week's game plan down. That's the biggest thing that I want to do is to show these guys next to me that I can do it and I can step my game up for them.
Can you earn that respect as much in the classroom as you can, you know, studying the game book, playbook, like you said, as you can on the field?
Yeah, definitely. And you find out, you know, what you did wrong after the game, you know. And you sit and you watch film and you say, hey Chandler, you know, you're supposed to go inside that play, you're supposed to go outside that play, and you didn't. You know, so, you know, you want to have the least mental errors that you can possibly have.
Are you getting comfortable with the process just week to week in terms of when it's time to watch film, how much film you're watching, just sort of being a pro in the week-long process?
There's a routine that you go through, and you have the same routine, so pretty much, yeah.
Chandler, are you getting that respect from the vets? Do they ever throw some love your way and say, kid, you're doing pretty good?
There's a quote that goes, you never are doing good as you think you are, you're never doing as bad as you think you are. So if you just stay humble and level-headed throughout the whole process, you know, you should be pretty good.
Thank you, Chandler. Thanks, guys.